This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Welcome to Baskin and Phelps. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy over here is Andy Baskin.
Well, we are not surprised now, are we? This is Cleveland. We're looking for another head coach. I know it's been 6 years. I'm confused at best. Could they head in another direction? Yeah, I could see it. I mean, I'm not blown away by this. I think we're all kind of, if you took a look back and you were sitting on the moon and looked back, oh, 5-win team, fired their coach. Okay, totally get it. Everybody understands it. I just don't. The circumstances are odd. I thought Jimmy got super defensive when he was asked.
Got a little touchy.
Yeah, about Kevin not knowing about Joe Flacco. Again, I'm excited. We're going to hear from Andrew Berry today. So maybe we'll find out why he made the trade in the first place. Because if you ask me, things went sideways between Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski the day they decided to trade Joe Flacco. And I think that was the beginning of where we are today.
I said this before. I'll say it again. If I was running the team, I would have kept both guys. I would have kept them both. And if I was going to make a move, I would have relieved both guys of their duties. It wasn't a one or the other. To me, it's you're either keeping them or you're getting rid of them. And if Andrew Berry provided a roster for an offensive-minded head coach that doesn't have a good offensive line, that hasn't had wide receivers in a long time, and had no real answer at quarterback, and that's a good roster, I've not watched football for the last number of decades.
I don't understand why. Jimmy probably would have been better off not talking about the roster at all.
I'm not quite sure.
It was awful, horrible. I mean, guys were hurt left and right. Yeah, that's not the general manager's fault. That's not the head coach's fault. Guys get hurt. They want to play. They want to make money. They want to have long careers. I get it. But your wide receiving core was abysmal. They were brutal. Your best pass catcher, again, is a tight end. In what world is that really, other than Kansas City, in what world is that going to be a winner? It's just not. You need to have wide receivers that can catch the ball. And I don't know how you can say it was a good offense and the offense was set up to win when you legitimately don't have any wide receivers. Our wide receivers are horrible. Horrible.
It's the worst wide receiver group in the NFL.
Yeah.
And your coach is a guy with the offensive background. And Andy, you gave him no wide receivers, no quarterbacks, and an offensive line that had huge question marks going in because of age and mainly injury concern. And those things blew up on you. You added to the team offensively, and I like the guys they added. I think Quinshon's a good running back. You can get running backs anywhere. Ask Dallas. They brought in Javonte Williams, free agency, 1,000 yards. You can get running backs. And you drafted two.
Here's the other
part. And you drafted two. And you drafted two quarterbacks, keeping your fingers crossed. And you told your offensive-minded coach, good luck. I would have kept them both. I really would have, because I think he added some talent in the draft. And I like the Malik Collins signing. The fact that Jimmy talked about Andrew did a great job because we have a kicker. What?
I thought the
what?
Same thing.
And we have a kicker?
You know what's interesting? If he would have come out and said he did a great job because of the draft class that we just brought in. Look, every one of our guys that we drafted had the opportunity to start this year. They all had a major impact. Yeah, he did. You know, he talked about some of the good things that we saw out of this. But he went to kicker. I don't get that.
One defensive lineman signing, and a good one, no question, and a trade that has yet to prove benefits. Now, you picked up Quinshon. Okay, I like Quinshon. I think Mason Graham's going to be good. Carson Schlesinger was a home run.
It was a home run. It was a grand slam, Jeff.
If he's
rookie of the year, it was a grand slam.
On defense, what are the most important positions? Defensive line and corners. Okay, and you brought in Tyson Campbell. I like that move.
Yeah.
I've said all along, I think Andrew's done a fine job in free agency. I think he's done a good job with trades. I think his drafting has been poor. Poor. And I think Jimmy nailed this, though. He said, we've brought in four guys that help us. He's right. There are four.
Mm-hmm.
It's Mason Graham. It's Carson Schlesinger. It's Quinshon Judkins. And it's Harold Fannin. I like Dylan Sampson. He's a bit part at this point. And you notice he didn't include the quarterbacks.
No. How could you?
I don't think you can. And so the general manager gave your offensive-minded coach a bad offense and wished him luck. That said, I would have kept them both. I think Kevin can coach. I've said that forever. I've caught a lot of grief by saying I think Kevin can coach.
We'll see how quick until Kevin gets a job. We're about to find out the truth. And good for him. Yeah.
You know, I hope he does. But, Andy, he was given a bad offensive roster and asked to make it work. And do I think he did a good job with what he had? No, I don't. I don't. There were things that happened. But he had a rookie quarterback, two of them, and neither one was good. Anybody who thinks Shadur was good, it's wishful thinking. Was he interesting enough that you want to see him compete for the job next year? Okay, I'll give you that.
Mm-hmm.
But, boy, if you name him your starting quarterback, oh, good luck to you. If he goes in after a good offseason and training camp and wins the job, that's a different story. But if you saw what you saw from him and think he's the starting quarterback, I think you're delusional. Can he get there? Maybe. Yeah. I hope so.
I think the one thing he proved to me is that he was much better than a fifth rounder. That's all. I mean, when I look back at this season, he was drafted later probably than he should have been. And, you know, I'll go back to the Florio line about it came down to the way he interviewed with teams around the NFL where he thought he was being recruited when he actually should have been interviewing for jobs. And really, I can understand how that rubs guys the wrong way in the NFL, and it cost him. It's still hard to believe that it cost him all the way down to the fifth round. But, I mean, he is a developmental quarterback who shows great signs of promise, but yet has a lot to learn. The offense only had 6 points yesterday, kids. Six.
He had the worst completion percentage of any quarterback in the NFL who threw more than 66 passes this season.
Well, there were
49 guys who were better.
Who is he throwing to? I mean, that's the other part of it,
well,
too.
Dylan Gabriel had a better completion percentage. So did Joe Flacco, for whatever that's worth. My only thought is this. If you're going to name Shadur your starter, I think you're just wishful thinking. I'm all for him competing for the job next year. All for that.
I will say this the same way I said it about Baker Mayfield, the same way I said it about Johnny Manziel. Shadur Sanders makes you relevant in the NFL. He makes you relevant, whether he is the worst passing percentage or he's leading your team to victory at the end of the game, which he had the opportunity to do earlier in the season and put you in a position to get there. They didn't have success. He did it yesterday. Man, that was awesome. It was awesome. He got him down the field, and that's what they needed to do. I still have mixed emotions. I want to see more, though. I'm not going to sit here and lie and tell you I don't want to see more. I want to see more.
I want to see him compete for the job.
Jeff, I think they put themselves in a position by keeping Andrew.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Of saying to yourself, how do you not walk into next year without him being on the hot seat? Without, how do you not? Andy, there's only one way to do it.
Without question.
Jim Schwartz. It's the only way. If they decide that they want to make Jim Schwartz the head coach and things go in the right direction, then guess what? They did. That was the right thing to do to let Kevin go today. If they decide to promote from within and move up, and by the way, if I'm Jim Schwartz, I don't know that I want this job. I know how the hot dog's made. And I got to be honest, I'm not sure that I'm eating that hot dog. So I just can't see. What makes sense to me, if you're keeping Andrew, is to promote Jim Schwartz. That, to me, makes sense. Now, does Schwartz want the job? That's question number one. The next question is, does Andrew want him to be his head coach? The thought of going into next season with a general manager who's on the hot seat doesn't do. I said this 2 weeks ago. I didn't want Kevin to come back and be on the hot seat. Look, Kevin got his master's at the University of Cleveland Browns. That's what he just got. And if he has success, he'll come back and go, you know, I remember those early days in Cleveland when I made some really bad play calls, when I was super conservative, when I shouldn't have been conservative, when I probably shouldn't have run trick plays.
Or just the opposite.
Yeah, yeah. So it's one way or another. If Kevin lands a job in the next 10 days as a head coach, you're going to sit and wonder, and we're going to sit here like we do with every trade that any team ever makes, or we're going to watch Lindor to see what he does in New York. That's what we'll watch to see what Bill Belichick did when he left and then eventually ended up in New England. And people still think that he got fired here in Cleveland when he actually didn't. He got fired once the team had already become Baltimore. But I look at this situation. I'm kind of happy for Kevin, because Kevin now gets a chance at a fresh start to go do something else. And he'll probably look back at Cleveland as his master's degree. He got his master's in coaching in Cleveland.
I think he lost his way on offense the last couple of years.
The last 2 years have been, there have just been plays. I saw beginnings of it.
Offensive coordinators.
Yeah. I'm going to call the plays. I'm not going to call the plays. I'm going to call the plays. I like,
right.
It's just silly. If you're going to do it, do it. Be the head coach and do it. And if it doesn't work, you end up like today anyway.
But Andy, I understand how he lost his way, because he was given such a terrible hand to deal with on offense. Deshaun's your quarterback. Oh, wait a minute. Now we have five quarterbacks. Wait a minute. Here comes Joe Flacco. Okay, that's great. Then we're going to draft two. I understand how he lost his way, but I do think he lost his way on offense. And giving up play calling 2 years in a row is a real bad look. 216-474-0092 is the number to join us.
Jeff, real quick.
Yep.
Hi, everybody on YouTube. We're on YouTube now.
Hey, we're on
it's
YouTube
our first
now.
Day, and
there
what a
go.
Day to have it. And I'm sure you're going to have all kinds of fun comments going on inside.
I like the fact you're wearing a collared shirt. Nice.
I did it just for otherwise.
You got
know,
dressed
I'd
up. You wore a nice
t-shirt.
Sweater the other day, too.
T-shirt with holes and all that.
All right, here's the deal. Andrew Berry will speak at 12:30. Kevin Stefanski out as head coach of the Cleveland Browns. 12:30 for Andrew Berry. Your phone call's coming up. Andy and I will be reacting to this, breaking it down, all kinds of ways to go with this, and we'll have it all for you right here all day long on 92.3 The Fan. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy's Andy Baskin. We're on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, everybody. YouTube. Darn good to be seen.
Is it? I don't know that it is. We got a couple loyal listeners there, and then we got a couple people that just don't listen. Like, it's the same. It doesn't matter wherever you go. Like, they think you said something that I said something that you said. Like, they're like, and now you can see us, so you know exactly who's saying it, and they still get it wrong. So,
well, just listen. That's all. That's all we ask.
That's all.
Like, listen, when Jimmy Haslam says the roster was better than 5 wins. Daryl Ryder is our Browns beat reporter, and he's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, Jimmy's looking at a different offensive roster than I am. What's he looking at?
Yeah, I have no idea. I also did know that Andre Schmidt was a cornerstone of the franchise going forward.
Holy mackerel.
And he said that with a straight face.
But,
you know, the question that I was trying to get in but was not allowed to was, okay, you cite the last year for Andrew Berry as why you kept him, but what about the previous 3 years that put you in the position that you're in now? Don't those matter? Because those were disastrous. And why this team has won 8 games in 2 years. So I will say this. I think Jimmy Haslam did a good job of trying to preemptively, say what he needed to say there to kind of stave off some of the questions, if you will. The fact that Kevin Stefanski is held accountable for an 8-win football team in 2 years, but the guy that put the team together was not, is, not surprising. I'm not really surprised by much of anything that this franchise does, but, it certainly is.
It's wrong, Daryl. It's wrong.
Yeah, it's not the way I would have gone about it. But and the other thing, too, is if they work so well together, because Jimmy said that multiple times, they worked well together, and he really was emphatic about the dysfunctional narrative. And I don't think anyone has said that this has been dysfunctional, but he wanted to make it known that the building has not been dysfunctional. And that is true. I had not heard anything about, this being dysfunctional like it's been under previous regimes of, coaches and GMs at each other's throats all the time. But Andrew Berry now also is going to hire the next coach and lead that search. So that's also an interesting dynamic because, as I said on the morning show, I think Andrew Berry's got to be on borrowed time now because if you make a change in a year or two at his position, does that mean the head coach goes too? Do you keep the head coach but get rid of Berry? You see what I'm saying? Like, it just then things, I think, get really interesting. So, the longevity of the next head coach is already an issue before they even begin their search.
Yeah, can you walk me through the whole Kevin knew, Kevin didn't know about Joe Flacco? Because if you listen to Jimmy Haslam, it sounds like he was in the room and said, "Oh, trade him."
Yeah, I mean, Kevin made it pretty clear that he was surprised by that move. So, I think that kind of speaks for itself. So,
Daryl. Daryl Ryder joining us, and Daryl's in Berea. He's covering everything for us all day long right here on The Fan, 12:30, Andrew Berry's press conference. It's real clear that at some point Andrew Berry jumped Kevin Stefanski in the eyes of ownership. And if not for the fact that he's employed today, it's this. When the Browns put out a statement, Andrew Berry's listed, and Andrew says this was a difficult decision and today is a tough day. Well, when did that happen? When did he not be on equal level with Kevin Stefanski?
I'd probably say when the Joe Flacco trade happened. Okay. Because I think Kevin wanted to move forward with Joe. Andrew did not. And that was the beginning of the end.
Jim Schwartz, I'm trying to... First of all, do you think he would want to be the head coach? Let's start there. And then... does that make sense? If you keep Andrew and you elevate Jim Schwartz, then what you're saying is Kevin was really the issue here and we can get better and maybe just bring in another defensive coordinator or figure out something else. Where do you think Jim Schwartz lands in all this stuff?
Yeah, I mean, Jimmy Haslam said at the end of the press conference that he really likes Jim Schwartz, thinks he's a really good coach, would like to keep him within the organization. But again, you can't tell your incoming head coach who your coordinators are going to be.
Unless he's the head coach.
Yep.
Right. And Jimmy did not want to comment as to if Jim Schwartz would be on the short list to interview for the job. He should be, because Jim Schwartz is why they won those 8 games in the 2 years. And you look at the way that unit played under him, despite the issues that they had on that side of the ball. I mean, they had injuries that they, you know, had to contend with. But there wasn't a tremendous amount of drop-off. I mean, just look at yesterday's game in Cincinnati, right? Denzel Ward's not on the field, and they're able to, you know, Webb comes in and is able to help, you know, hold the fort. So I do believe that Jim Schwartz should get a shot at it. He should get an interview. Whether or not ultimately he's the guy that they end up with, I don't know. I will say this, though. I believe the Browns know who they want to hire, because I don't think you make them. It's the old adage: you don't make a move like that without having an idea of how you want to replace it. And Jimmy Haslam had made it very clear this morning that he felt this roster was better than 8 wins in 2 years, and it is his expectation that the new head coach will come in, hit the ground running, and win a lot of football games. He made that very clear this morning.
Darrell, who do you think that is?
Well, I think two names, McCarthy and Flores. To me, those, and I'm going to put Schwartz as the third because I believe that Schwartz should be the third. But for me, this is just my take on it. Those are the three names at the top of my list that would be there. Now, does Andrew go unproven coordinator dude route again, right, where you grab an up-and-coming coordinator on either side of the ball, offense or defense, and give them the reins? I don't know. My preference is I would like somebody with some head coaching experience because Kevin Stefanski is the 12th straight head coach to leave here, full-time head coach, I should say, to leave here with a losing record, okay? Unproven coordinator dude does not work here, all right? It does not work here. It never has, and it probably never will. They need somebody with head coaching experience. If the expectation is to come in here and turn this thing around and win immediately and consistently, and that's something else that Jimmy Haslam stressed this morning, consistently, you know, it's not about making the playoffs in 2020 and then not getting back till 2023 and now being in the position they're in. Like, so if your expectation is that you're, you know, competing for the playoffs, immediately and consistently, I think the guy to do that is somebody with some head coaching experience. I think your odds improve more than just a coordinator who's walking in on his first full-time job. But you look at the way this is structured here and how things typically get run here, you know, with, you know, the folks that have input on the major decision-making processes, you lean toward, yeah, they're probably going to go unproven coordinator dude because, well, that guy is going to be more malleable to what the group think is. So, but for me, I would probably want to go with someone that has head coaching experience, and that puts McCarthy and Flores at the top of my list, and Schwartz too.
Yeah, my question is what have the Haslams learned about hiring a coach in said situation, right? So you're talking about Hugh Jackson,
yeah,
right? Yeah.
It goes all the way back to when they fired Pat. You know, they bought the team and made the decision that they were going to blow everybody out. Remember that last,
yeah,
you know, from October to December, where Pat Shurmur and everyone, they walked around like they were dead men walking, which they were, right?
Yeah.
And then I think Rob Chudzinski was the first coach they hired.
4-12.
And then Mike Pettine was next up. And neither
and no
one
wanted
those,
the job. Remember, like the whole thing there right. was is that
yeah, Mike, yeah,
Banner and Lombardi were arguing like crazy about what they should do. And then when it was all said and done, Mike Pettine was the guy they rolled out.
Yeah. They've been through a few of these. So they have experience. And look, to Jimmy's credit, he said this morning, hey, we got experience doing this. We've done this before a few times. So, they at least have a blueprint of, how to conduct the search. I do not believe they're going to do what the Atlanta Falcons did, and that is bring in a consultant to help assist them. I believe, and based on what Jimmy Haslam said this morning, based on the statement that was released this morning, Andrew Berry is going to drive the head coaching search. And quite frankly, I think that's the way to go. I laugh at the consultants. Hey, you know what? Pay me $100,000. I'll give you a list of names to interview for your head coach. Okay. And your GM, you know what I mean? Like, I just think that I laugh at these owners that spend the money they do on these consultants to figure out who their coaches and their GMs are going to be and all that kind of stuff. That's just setting money on fire. But Barry's going to lead the search, and we'll, as Jimmy put it, the next 120 days, crucial for this organization, not just for the 2026 season, but the seasons to come.
Daryl, how much does this next head coach, the Shedeur Sanders influence on this? Like, are they bringing in a head coach to make sure that Shedeur Sanders could be the franchise quarterback, or is it wide open?
Yeah, I think it's wide open. I really do. For as much as I would like to see Shedeur get a shot, I believe he showed enough to get a shot, but he also requires a tremendous amount of development going forward. Just, you can't make that commitment right now. And understandably so. And obviously whatever coach comes in there, Andy, I can guarantee you the Shedeur Sanders question is going to be part of the interview process. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, these candidates are going to have to answer that question. And, obviously it's a question that Andrew Berry's going to have to answer this afternoon when he comes down to talk, right? Is, how does Shedeur factor into this whole process? But, yeah, right now, I don't think that the organization can make that commitment today to him to build everything around him.
Daryl, good work in Berea. You'll continue it all day long. I'm looking forward to hearing you during Andrew Berry's press conference. So thank you, bud. We appreciate it.
That's assuming I'm allowed to ask a question.
I'm hoping you are. You ask good
Good luck, Daryl.
Thank you.
Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter. He is in Berea. And he's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Again, 12:30, Andrew Berry's press conference. Daryl mentioned a strategy in hiring a head coach. He mentioned a couple of names. And I'm going to tell you next why I think he's exactly right. And it's based on Haslam history. It's coming up on Baskin and Phelps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,